Incubator Program. I'm Seth Mila sitting in for today. All right, before we get into the issue of Border Patrol and Department of Homeland Security emptying out and moving these illegal immigrants before any kind of inspection by government officials or reporters can happen, let's go to the phones. I'll start with Chuck in Sheboygan. Good morning. Thanks for calling. What can we do for you?
Yeah, good morning, Seth. Something that I feel is being overlooked here. Now, I am hard listening to what you said about these death squads and, you know, going out and just capturing and running these kids in the jungles and murdering them. I heard stories Mexico does the same thing to the illegals that cross their southern border.
I have too. I haven't read anything official about that. But, yeah, I've read that Mexico is very brutal to Central Americans when they come across the border, that if you get deported, you're kind of lucky that way.
Well, the parents down there, I mean, if an American family, anybody with a decent brain and a heart in them, none of us would, first of all, send our 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old, 13-year-old off and travel thousands of miles, no matter what condition. No parent in this country would do that. So these parents, sure, they're looking for an escape of their kids to get to a better place, but I think they should be prosecuted for neglect and abuse. I don't, sure. You know, to force those countries like Honduras and whatever, Panama, wherever these kids are coming from, would be probably an impossible task. But I think John Kerry said it best when he was talking about taking away foreign aid from these countries if they don't start establishing some help for their own citizens.
Yeah, I would have to say that that is an aspect that I believe should be explored greatly, is that if you're not going to play by the rules, we're not going to be funding you. Thank you very much, Chuck, for calling in. Let's go to Al in Stevens Point. Thanks, Al, for calling in. What can we do for you?
Well, I just want to add into your discussion. I think you said we're not the world's police, and I think we are. And I think we are the world's police in places like Germany and Korea, where we place people at borders to defend other countries' yeah. borders, when, in fact, we won't do that to defend our own. My suggestion would be that we stop. You know, Stalin has been dead for God knows how many years. We stop defending all those borders in Korea and Germany and everywhere else. Bring our soldiers back home. Let them work on the infrastructure we need here. Let them work at securing our own border and spend our money in that fashion rather than spend our money. We're willing to spend a lot of money to defend other people's borders. Why don't we want to spend that money on our own border? And then we wouldn't have to come up with $3.7 billion.
It is very difficult to understand the hierarchy of spending. There does seem to be quite a lot of contradiction in we'll spend it here, but we won't spend it there. We'll occupy here and we'll defend here, but we won't do there. And a lot of it, to be honest with you, Al, a lot of it has to do with politics. It has a lot to do with what's popular, what's going to get me re-voted in. And that brings to another subject that we've talked about before, and we'll touch again in another show. Dennis in the Valley, thanks for calling in. What can we do for you this morning?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Do you have a copy, or can you play or describe what the public service message is down to these countries about not sending their kids up here?
Well, right now, I'm not aware that there is one. I know Mexico.
They've been saying that they've been telling them.
Well,
and nobody's reporting it.
Mexico,
so either they are
on the
or
other,
they aren't.
Well, Mexico, on the other hand, is encouraging the immigration into the United States. These, and especially those that are coming from Central America, Mexico doesn't want them. They want them to just, if you're here, you've made it across without getting caught, then you go right on to the United States. Here's the way. Here's some. Here are maps for you. Here are some of the things that you need to say. When the Border Patrol catches you, they don't want them. They don't want them at all. They encourage them to head this way.
But what is the United States telling them? We don't hear any of this because I even heard Barry say that we're telling them not to come. But we never hear anything on the radio or the TV to what's being told to these countries about don't send your kids here.
Well, here's the thing. When President Obama starts talking about what great actions we're taking to defend this country and to preserve the republic, I don't believe him. The time has passed for me to give him the benefit of the doubt. I have done it several times. He has been proven to be a liar on several occasions. So therefore, I don't give him another opportunity to lie to me anymore and me believe it. When the president says one thing is being done, I'll need to see proof before I will believe it. I will not take him at his word about anything anymore. He has spent that political clout with me. All right, let's and thank you, Dennis, for calling in. All right, let's talk about this issue of the Department of Homeland Security officials stonewalling lawmakers. Lawmakers try to make unannounced visits to these immigrant detention facilities throughout the country. The DHS is also closing off public roads along U.S.-Mexico border in an effort to keep journalists from reporting on the growing illegal immigration problem that we've got here. Officials said senior supervisors have been making, scheduling visits ahead of time, saying, listen, we want to come in, we want to inspect these facilities, we want to take a look around. And the Department of Homeland Security is turning these people away and saying, no, you know, you need to make an appointment. And then when the facilities are opened up, the majority of the problem is gone. Let's see here. This comes from The Blaze. This, of course, is Glenn Beck's media group. The Rio Grande, The Blaze visited the region last month, traveled along some of the secluded roads along the river's edge. Reporters for The Blaze witnessed dozens of illegal immigrants turning themselves into Border Patrol agents after making the crossing into the United States. While in McAllen, Texas, multiple requests to have access to the facilities where these illegals were being held were denied. Border Patrol spokesman Joe Gutierrez said that all requests need to be approved by senior Department of Homeland Security officials in Washington, and all those requests were submitted. All were denied. Let's see here. The House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte from Virginia, House Oversight Chairman Daryl Issa from California, Zoe Lofgren from California, Sheila Jackson Lee from Texas, Joe Garcia of Florida, they all traveled into the Rio Grande Valley sector to inspect these facilities where the majority of the illegal immigrant children have been held, and they were denied access. They came back and they are saying they do not want people to know what's going on here and for matter anywhere when it comes to the surge of illegal aliens. And when Congress goes to visit, the place was cleared out. The vice president of the National Border Patrol Council, Local 3077, says the night before a group of lawmakers arrived, the senior supervisors loaded up a couple hundred people being held in the area and shipped them out to Laredo. If everything is so fine and dandy, why not let lawmakers in just the way it is? 47,000 unaccompanied children have crossed into the United States illegally this year. They are expecting 90,000 more to cross into the country before the end of the year. This is something that seriously concerns me. The Department of Homeland Security, who do they answer to? Who is their oversight? The Department of Homeland Security is orchestrating moving individuals in order to prevent them from being seen by the public, in order to prevent them from being seen by congressional representatives. Are you kidding me? No, that is not allowed. I want the head of the Department of Homeland Security brought before Congress, and I want an answer. And none of this, well, we lost the emails. And, you know, I'm really sorry, but this is an issue of national security, so therefore I'm going to take the fifth, and I'm not going to answer any questions. No. This concerns me a great deal. All right. So we've established that the kids are coming up from a horrible condition. We've established that they are being kept out of the public eye. We've also established that one of the biggest things that needs to be done is the border security has to be sealed. The border has to be sealed. Think about this for a second. If you're a terrorist group and the border is this open, don't you kind of think this is an open opportunity for you to come across? Seriously. The security issue is very, very serious. The border has to be closed to anyone, only open to those that have proper documentation to get into the country. Period. End of discussion. The ability to get the documentation to come into this country must be reformed. It must be made effective and efficient. We have the manpower to do it. We have the ability to do it. We're just not doing it. And that is my next thing. There's two other things I want to talk about here. Why aren't we closing the border and sealing this? Why aren't we addressing it the right way? And then lastly, what do you think should be done with the children that are here? Those are the last two issues. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll fire up the phones and open it up for that. The phone line, 888-455-1360. 888-455-1360.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.